Okay, we're up to Halacha Beis, I believe. Okay, Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, Alilim Shel Ein Yehudi, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin.
I spoke to a guy from the Chabad Hamishi yesterday.
Yeah.
Bris. He said they do it a lot with the Russians.
The Russians, yeah.
The Russians, and he says all they do is they use a regular scissor, and they have to leave the arla with the caver.
In the caver. Okay. Halacha Simen Kuf Samach Zayin 167. We're up to 167 to Halacha Beis. It's on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Elilim Shel Ein Yehudi V'Chein Tashmisha V'Noyash Yesh Lo Bittul. An aisle that belongs to a non-Jew and all of its all of the support material. Vinoyeha and all of the adornments of the Avodah Zarah yesh la bittul kishemis batel oitzach in Yehudi biyodaim. The way it becomes nullified, that it's permitted for benefit, is only when a non-Jew is mevatel it. This is probably the most important halacha in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that a Jew cannot be mevatel in Avodah Zarah, but a goy can be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Shaloi tehei oy Avodah Zarah, oy tashmish, oy noy Avodah Zarah. Chutru. If a goy says, a goy spits on his Avodah Zarah, or a goy goes and he bangs it, he does an action to show, this is not worth worshipping, this is a piece of garbage, has no value to me, then it loses its status as an idol, and it's permitted to derive benefit from, and a Jew can purchase it, can use it, can derive benefit. But let's say it is a Jew, who's a member of this church of, and where they worship idols, and the Jew is a paying member, and he worships the idol, and the Jew decides he wants to be mevatel avodah zarah, it does not work. A Jew does not have the koyach to mevatel avodah zarah. Ein lo bittul. Let's see. Now we did the ois beis. Did we do ois beis? Where is ois beis? That's from before. I know we did. Let's go back. We didn't do ois beis. That's from the previous halacha from that was from yesterday. Let's do ois beis in the bottom. Kuf nun zayin. Asurim b'hanoi. Wait, how much do we do this? Let's review it. Ois beis. Asurim behana. We learned yesterday that an idol is also behana. Ayin sif katan akoydim ayin b'shud maharam shik. The asurli shola soy sura shesid air that a Jew is not allowed to be in the business. You're not allowed to manufacture crosses. V'chein kasa b'shut teshua shai. V'huva b'darki tshuva. Now there's no gear for some people. They're in businesses. They make jewelry. Sure, they make jewelry. They make little charms and different gift items. And there's a demand. And there's a big...
Let's say you have guys embroidery.
You want, that's one. There's no gear. Allah l'maisa. V'huva, so he says that...
He says,
what about making caskets for non-Jews? And on the caskets of the non-Jews, they make valeim tsuras shesi ve'er boletes, and there's a tsura of a shesi ve'er boletes, hitir ba'oifin shashesi ve'er yasayde nachri. So you can make the casket, but the Jew should not be the one making the tselem. Let one of the non-Jewish workers make the tselem on the casket that you're going to sell to non-Jews. The Yod Kosav Sham.
I have a neighbor who is in business.
Monument business.
Partner.
Yeah.
He's in the bronze business.
Okay.
And he says they make
bronze. All the time. They make all the stuff in non-Jews. Absolutely. You're not doing it directly. It's done by machines. People in all the different types of printing businesses and making.
If you're sharing in the profits.
Sharing in the profit is that as that's not avodah zarah model. Okay, let's see what it says. So he's talking about making these things. He says in shud nachay afarisman kasav oidos arona shoysim lemeisi nachem aleim tsuas shasiver boletes hiter beoifin shashasiv erev yasaidei nachri period oid kasav sham the mutul lekorech yisrael lekorech yisrael la asois beatzmoi shasiv erev shakua al sifrei tefilasam a binder. A binder is allowed. They want a Bible and they want a Salem. They're allowed to make. You're allowed to print on their Bibles, on their prayer books, a chassis v'erev, as long as it's not boilate. It's shakua. Shakua means it's set in. It's embedded, but it's not boilate. It seems that the major prohibition is when it's boilate, it's embossed. When it's embossed, that is problematic. But if it's set in, etched in, or it's certainly flat, it's printed, that is not a problem. It's less of a problem. Al b'shud minchas alazu disagrees. Hezeglof midiv hashach. The hechi she'alil nase, when alil, an idol, is being made, it makes no difference. Ein chilik ben shakur, but it makes no difference whether it's etched or it is embossed. Or mehai taima, helagam kein she'asu l'schar. Oh, so here he talks about selling. You're not allowed to sell. L'chatchila, b'tabla ois shebohem, different tablets, tsurois elilim, images of gods, uvidievet shekvar kona, so you're not allowed to sell, but uvidievet shekvar kona mehem, but let's say you have inventory, so you have no choice, now it's really going to be a loss, you have inventory of these things in stock, and now you want to get rid of it, you want to go put it up for sale on eBay, on the website, and just to clean out your inventory, so it's clear, and so it's motor, yesh lahatin l'maychem kevan shebeis ha'acha reishes, in the fact where these things shem mitzayarim sham elu hatablois hey malpi arayv ein maminim bohem, the people that are making it are people in China. Who's making these things? Made in China, yeah. Made in Taiwan, made in wherever they're made. So people are doing this. They don't know what they're doing. They're just making. They're doing this for the money. V'rak leman betza kesef oisem zos v'lo l'chavda. Therefore, it's not being made l'shem of avodah zara. So therefore, you're not doing anything wrong. So you're making a few dollars by selling it. That's not called lifnei evil. There. What about the problem of lifnei evil, lifnei sitei nichshol? Right? What about if I go and I sell a cross to a church, lifnei evil? I'm now going to enhance giving them the opportunity now to bow down to the cross and do whatever they do over there. It's shnei dinara. They're not going to buy it from me, they'll buy it from someone else. So anyway, they're going to get it. That's not, there's no violation.
Well, isn't the Chinese guy writing a book about the Zohar because he doesn't believe in it?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Really
no, but then when you worship it, it's not going to, right now it's not avodah zarah yet. But when it arrives in the church and they set it up and they bow down to it, so then at that point in time they're making it into an avodah zarah. And I am enhancing. I am enhancing.
Facilitating it.
That's not a problem because if I'm not going to do it, someone else will do it. It's only time of lifnei evil is only when it's, if not for me, they would not be able to do it. They'll be able to do it no matter what. Will do no matter what. At least so it's, there's no lifnei evil. I didn't make it. It was made by someone else. And even when it was made, it was not made. It did not yet have the standards of the Zohar. So it comes out that you do plenty of room to be made. Let's say you bring into your store. They want you to make a nice boundary border. They bring it at Salem to make a frame around at Salem. Of course, it goes on to talk about lifnei evil, provided that you're not the only one in this business, sham she'osem melacha zo, because of the someone else, another person. So therefore, there's no lifnei evil. They anyway get it done. V'atam da'asaf v'amiskeres inav v'dezara bi'atzmayin sham. And the reason why is because the border, the boundary in the border, is not mamish to avodah zarah. So you're not really doing anything wrong. V'chein motzasi b'shut chedvas Yaakov le'eso lischar betzuras holilim, that he does not allow you to sell actual idols. Avol mader sham kishayesh lishol beis. If you have a factory where they mold, if your machines can manufacture 3D printers, right? Today you have 3D printers, and the 3D printers, you want to go make a Salem, you want to go make an idol, a doll, what? Yes, it's the same thing, right? You have a 3D, but you're not. I don't know, what are you doing? This is the same thing, Lachar. It's a machine. It's a machine which manufactures. This is the newest thing. We're not going to recognize this world in a couple of years from now. When the 3D, you know what the 3D printers are? The prices are coming way, way down. You know, a 3D printer, you can make anything you want, any object. You can make tools. You can make a hammer, a screwdriver. You can make a car, theoretically. You can make anything you possibly want. They have on the space shuttle. So instead of bringing up a whole supply kit of tools, what you could possibly need, you bring up a 3D printer, and then you have on the screen any possible tool you need to repair any part of the shuttle. You just press a few buttons, and it prints out. It produces the tool you need to make that specific repair. That's how it is today. What?
So it'll make the ideal
The ideal husband. What about the ideal wife? Okay, the chaim matzasi b'shut ched v'asakav l'asad tzchar b'tzuras halilu ma'al b'matir sham k'shesh li tzol beis hitzikah shi'etzkim sham devarim shoyim mutu loy loy mar la'apayalim. You're allowed to tell the workers hanochem shi'aslu tzurach hanochem tzuras adam mutzlam. You're allowed to tell the workers to make images, different idols, kaven sins that apayalim oisim zos l'tzurach acherim l'man bet zakesef. They're not doing this to make an avodah zara. The prohibition is not necessarily to own it. It's not necessarily to sell it. The main prohibition in the Torah is fashioning idols. It's problematic to be a partner in American Girl dolls, because you own the Barbie dolls, you own a doll. That's a shayla of making the pesel. Once the pesel already was made, and it's in the store, you want to go buy the doll for the baby. Okay, so I'm not making the avodah zarah. Even if you'll say it's not an avodah zarah, some want to say that a doll is a pesel. So what? So good, it's a pesel. Charles not chayiv in the mitzvah of avodah zarah. Charles before chinuch, he's not my problem. So what am I doing? I'm buying it. Buying is not in the category of l'sasel l'cha pesel. So that there are a lot of heterim why you're allowed to buy. You're allowed to buy dolls. Think about it. What is a doll? It's a pesel. I didn't make it. I bought it. So who says you're not allowed to buy a pesel? Am I worshipping it? I'm not worshipping it. Is my child worshipping the doll? He's not worshipping the doll. He's playing with the doll. So what did I do wrong? Nothing. So you can buy a doll. Are you allowed to be in the business of making dolls? No. That's a very big problem. Yeah. That's l'sas l'cha pesel. Making dolls, manufacturing dolls is a problem. What about manufacturing mannequins? It's also a very big problem. It's a big business. I know someone in the business. A big business. Multi-billion-dollar business.
You don't have an arm or something.
Right. So today the mannequins are very sophisticated.
How about stuffed animals?
What?
Stuffed animals
is not a pet. I don't know what the guidelines are. What's called a pesel? What is called a pesel? It has to be in the image of something that has a similarity in this world. Making creatures that have no similarities, make believe creatures. Also, it's cloth. It's not. I don't know. But there are issues. There are definitely mannequins a problem, especially the new man. There are different types of mannequins. You go to some department store. Some of the mannequins are like people. You go, oh, who's this? Yeah. And you look closer. Oh, it's just a mannequin. So I know someone that's in the business. It's a $1 billion business. It's an unbelievable business, the mannequin business. You can't imagine, it's competitive, and they're all, there's good money to be made in the mannequin business.
So what's the problem? You have a blow up doll.
A blow up doll. Let's go further. Okay, let's go further. Vegam. Vegam nochnim bezman hazeh. And now he says something very important. The people that make this it's not a pez. It's not avodah zarah. Love avodah zarah. We're talking over here about making an avodah zarah. An avodah zarah is not a human. It's not a pesel. It's something a little bit different. It's a shesi ve'erev or some type of image. Vegam nochnim bezman hazeh. Love oivrei avodas kochav mazalos. They don't worship idols. Vegam shech shash eva. There's another thing in leniency. There's going to be Ava, there's going to be bad feeling, because if they come to the factory, they're going to say, we want you to manufacture these tchotchkes for our holiday, and you can tell them, no, I can't do this. You'll be on the front page of the New York Times of a violation of free, whatever, who knows.
Gay weddings.
They'll find some excuse. Who knows what they'll find? They'll find some law that you violated. In a store, So then when you're in a store, you don't have to sell. When it comes to you're a manufacturer, he's talking in his time. There are a limited number of factories. So if you're not going to want, the machinery is extremely expensive. So if you manufacture certain types of materials, and if you're not going to want to manufacture, they're going to get very upset. And they're going to make a big stink. So that's why there's a spar of Ava. But to sell it in your store, you don't have to sell every tchotchka. Go across the street to another store. When it comes to stores, there are a lot of stores. So then you don't have the leniency of selling things that are problematic. When it comes, he's talking today, it's obviously very different. Because say there's so much competition, you probably can pick and choose what you want to manufacture. You go to China, there are a billion different companies that will make for you anything you possibly want. But obviously, talking over here 70 years ago when he wrote this, there were different, even the Jews he's quoting from, when they were the factories that manufactured products, they were only a few factories and they did everything. And if you're going to, you're an owner of a factory and you're not going to manufacture something which the goyim need for their holidays, is going to make the front page news. So therefore, there is a leniency of Ava. In the factory where they fashion these images, number one is they're not making it l'shem of the zara. The workers are not religious and the workers couldn't care less. They're just doing it for the parnasa. When the idol guy makes the avodah zara, becomes asabahana the moment that it's been made, even before the guy worships the avodah zara. So the problem is, if you own the factory and the guy and they make the idol, the moment the idol has been made, it's asabahana. I'm not allowed to sell it, because if I sell, I'm going to derive benefit from an idol. The answer is no. This is not called an avodah zara yet until it's actually worshipped, because the workers who made the idol did not make it l'shem of avodah zara. They made it in order to have a parnasa to live off, not because they were one of avodah zara. Zedavkish oisah zos l'tzerch she'avdua aval haba aval hocha im oisim l'man betz hakesed, doing it l'man betz hakesed. But I guess you have to have an afkmin if you have a very, very religious, a very firm worker in your factory. You know, let's say you have a factory where they make idols and what? You press the button. So you get avodah siyat. It's like the Ritzua, so it's like machine matzah. The one that presses the button. So if you have a room, let's say you have a factory, and you have a 3D printer, they're manufacturing idols, and the one who's pressing the button is a frumak. He's a real l'shem mitzvah savoyde zara. And he presses the button. And then it comes out that Salem, you're in a lot of trouble. You can't sell it. If you sell it, you ship it out, UPS, you're being nana from the Zara. You got to hire a mashkiach.
As it sounds,
a mashkiach to make sure he doesn't have kavana. Very good. This is very funny. Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next halach, back to the previous page.
A Jewish big publishing firm.
Yeah.
Publishing
Bibles.
New Testament.
I don't know the answer. The publishing, it's not a problem because they're not going to buy it from you, they'll buy it from someone else. So what you're printing is avodah zara. You're not making anything new that doesn't already exist. It's just, you're a facilitator. Dime a dozen. You don't want to go buy my edition. Go next door. So l'chor, it's not a problem. Obviously, it's not a business you're proud to be in. Obviously, but technically speaking, it does not appear to be a problem.
You have a different shayla. You allow to sell the horoscope to a church.
Oh, that to the Vatican.
They can buy themselves. They don't need you. They don't need you. They'll go buy from another store. Same exact thing. Today, you can get it from anyone. So you might as well make the.
Client is the Vatican.
What on the Gemaras? No, not the biggest clients. Lakewood's the biggest client.
Biggest client.
You know, I don't know if it's true, but you know what the biggest client is? Art Scroll makes, they have a company called Textworks. Art Scroll has a company where they make like English literature. They call them textbooks for high schools. English literature, I think they go to have the sciences, biology, chemistry, and the reason, especially English literature, because all the English literature books that we had when we were in high school, They're full. No, no, they're full of things which are
we talked about this once before. How they used to teach mythology.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so they have all the classics, and not every single article is kosher for a Jewish audience. Not that it makes a difference, whatever. But so some schools say if you can purchase, the government is paying for this anyway. If you can purchase already a book, English literature. How many articles in an English literature book are problematic? Okay, you take a English literature book, a 10th grade book, it has maybe 200 short stories. How many are things that you would not want to have in the book? Maybe 10, maybe 15, maybe 20. So just take it out and replace it with another 20 which are clean and kosher. So art school did this. They took the classic English literature, and they cleaned out all the stuff that's problematic, and they put in all the good stuff, and they embellished it. With questions and answers and summaries and workbooks and so on and so forth. And they went into the business. And this is a gold mine, because who pays for these books? Our school Gemara, you can't charge more than $35-$40 because no one's going to want to buy it. But an English literature book in 10th grade costs, the charge market value is $150-$200. And who's paying for it? The government is paying for it. So you charge $200 for an English literature book, and all of the yeshiva high schools in New York and New Jersey get these books. Government pays. They do. They pay for it. They do. They pay. And then guess who got found out about this? Who they market to? All the Christian schools. And because they like the books even more than the Jews, because by the frum, we don't even read the books. In 10th grade, they don't even read the books, right? They just sit there. They read one or two articles and that's it. They close the books. What?
Giving everybody in high school a tablet. Walk in the first day.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing.
A tablet, and everything is going to be run from that.
Yeah.
That's how it already is.
Yeah, well, it depends.
Okay, but art school has to make the tablet edition. So it costs $20 instead of costing $150. But the Christian schools, the Catholic schools, all the Catholics are crazy about this. Because they really read the articles. They really study the articles. They don't have Talmud. And they also don't want a little kid. They don't want a 10-year-old kid reading this dirty. Some of the stuff is really dirty. I remember from 10th grade. There's not such clean stuff in there. So they don't want the guy also. They don't want this. What do we need this for?
And Roman classics, the mythology.
I don't know. So they're also in this business. Okay, let's go further. Let's go back to the previous halacha. Halacha Gimel. Okay, let's go to Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel is Nero Shelikoi Lefonecha. Back on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Okay, just a few more minutes. Kuf Nun Zayin. Back on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Halacha Gimel. Nerois Shelikoi Lefonecha V'Achakach Kibon. Candles that have been lit in front of the idol and then have been extinguished. Ha'eni Yehudi, the non-Jew has extinguished these candles. Has extinguished his candles with tzorech atzmai because he doesn't need it anymore. Umachron liyishol mutadin, and he sells these candles that have been partially used, that have been used before avodah zara. These used candles that have been really before avodah zara mutarin. Why? So he explains over here the reason why. Because the kevan sin shekivam letzorech atzmai zehu bitulan. It's a chiddush. Since these candles were lit in front of the idol in the honor of the idol, so it was a tashmish or a noy of the idol, and now they blew it out. Blowing it out is the bittul, is considered bittul, and the candle is mutar bahana. A Jew is allowed to purchase this candle.
Do they sell used candles anymore?
Well, today, obviously not.
Okay, but do they sell any used candles anymore?
Okay, but whatever this is, obviously there's a principle to be learned. There's something to be learned from this. Whatever it is. Umikol makom in lasayis mehenero shel mitzvah, but lechatchili yishna uses there shel mitzvah. Why? Because b'chol davar shel avod the zara afapish mispatel mutla hedyed asul davar mitzvah mishum dmiisi legavoa. Yet, even though technically speaking these things are permitted and you're allowed to use for private use, lechatchili yishna use things for davar mitzvah because it's disgusting. People are going, oh, where did this come from? Oh, this came from
your tent.
It came from, like, you know, you go to a shul, an old shul, they have pews, and you look at the pews and you can see where the crosses used to be on the pews. I once went to a shul, they had pews, and on the side, you can tell there used to be a cross that was etched into the wood. And of course, they took it out. They took it out.
Yeah, well,
it's not very nice. People are not very happy. You have no choice, so this is what it is.
It's not the way around.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. What do you mean, what? What, no, the shuls?
How many churches where it used to be shuls?
Shuls. Okay, but it's obviously not something that's pleasant when you go into a shul and you can right away sense, oh, this used to be a church.
In the Lower East Side.
The Bialystoker.
No, 90% of the shuls of the Lower East Side
were churches.
Were originally Protestant churches.
Okay, but they transformed them. They did significant construction in order to take away any zecher that it used to be a church. Look, they said that the Bialystoker shul, this is what I was told, was built as a church.
Probably.
It was never used as a church. They never moved in. There wasn't even one service that was held in the Bialystoker that was a Catholic, a Protestant ceremony, whatever, but it was built as a church, and then they sold it to a shul, and that's why it's so nice. But whatever it is.
So if a guy sells something that came from a church, is that automatically legal?
Seemingly, yeah. I don't know. I do not know the answer. Here we have a very interesting case: a candle. It was lit, and they blew it out. Litzarech atzma. What does that mean? Litzarech atzma. He blew it out. Litzarech atzma. Okay. So automatically became the fact that they're selling it. It itself shows the being mevatelet. That itself, if the guy is selling a church, it shows this act of sale is itself in essence a bittul of the avodah zarah. Okay. Let's do ice gimel on the bottom. Also dvar mitzvah ayin l'el. The inyan e motu lasa space akneses b'makom shayusham based tilak on milatu. Convert a church into a shul. The yesh makilim, the yesh machmirim. Why? Because of this principle. Mishum de mohos legavoa. Since this thing used to be a church, it's disgusting. It may be technically permitted, but it still violates the principle of him being mos. Uveshub in yinzion nishal oydas kihila achas sheratzu liknes bayis letzorech beis hamedrash. Is that what it says? Beis hamedrash, the reish, beis hamedrash. His sigu base and the base shenivne bayis shenivne letzorech base dira the achakach konu oisah hakaimrim. They found a place that originally was a house, and it was a house that was converted into a church. V'shtam shubol l'spal l'alilim v'lech nisu l'sham t'munas avodah zarah. But they never actually brought into this house an idol. It was originally built as a house. It was used as a church, but they never brought into this location mamish avodah zarah. And now a Beis Medrash wants to take over and use it as a Beis Medrash. Hell Hashem, the Bechai Gav, Mishloi Nivna, Medichil Lashem Bayi, it's based on the Zara, Kil Yosef, this course is much more lean. Since this location was never Lichatil built as a church, it was built as a house and was temporarily being used as a church, now L'chol HaDeis, you can be Mekel and you can use this as a Beis HaKnes, a Beis HaMedrash. Kil Yosef, L'chein Yifur, B'shas HaTchak, when you have no other location, Mutul L'kvoy Shem Beis HaMedrash, L'toy Ois Dalid is already the next halacha, so we'll do that for next time. Okay, we see Maisim Mechol Yom, people, they buy churches to some degree and they make churches into shuls. We see not Maisim Mechol Yom, but we see it's done. They do construction, you take away the shame of Avodah Zarah.
It's a transaction.
You go through it,
they use it
in the middle, and then they buy it. They go, so therefore you cleanse it. You cleanse it from going from a church. You should not sell directly to a church.
Someone in the middle. It to a real estate broker.
And then the real estate broker sells it to the church. So you don't go directly. Yeah?
The Catholic Church doesn't sell a church before it goes through a reconsecration ceremony.
Oh, really?
They have to deconsecrate the bottle.
And then they can sell it.
There's the Greek Catholic Church on Kings Highway that has a whole school attached to it that's out of business. And they want to sell the building, but they will not sell the windows, the stained glass, etc. And there's a problem. Because,
what is the halakha? What is the halakha?